Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
A silver lining for the president.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. President Bush has a lot of things stacked against him as he delivers his seventh State of the Union address tonight. Low approval ratings, the problems in Iraq, and now a Democratic Congress. But on one big issue, the Democrats could be the president's ally. From the America's Desk at WLRN, Dan Gretsch reports.
President Bush is expected to ask Congress tonight for an overhaul of the nation's immigration policy. He could get resistance from his own party. Last year, Republicans in the House blocked his guest worker program. Congress voted instead to build a wall along the border with Mexico. Angela Kelly's with the National Immigration Forum. She says Bush has a six-month window to push for comprehensive immigration reform before the 2008 presidential campaign takes over. She hopes that push will start tonight.
What I'm going to be listening for is, okay, I know your heart's in this issue, but where's the muscle? Are you going to spend the capital you've got, make the phone calls that need to be made, and get this from the one-yard line into the end zone?
Bush wants to offer a path to citizenship to illegal immigrants. He wants to match foreign workers with U.S. jobs no Americans can be found to fill. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
One of the other themes we'll hear in tonight's speech, America's dependence on foreign oil. No doubt the president will mention the need for alternatives like biodiesel. It's touted as cleaner and more efficient than unleaded gasoline. Malaysia is one country that hopes biofuel catches on. Malaysia produces 80% of the world's palm oil. It's used to make everything from biscuits to lipstick, and yes, biofuels. Miranda Kennedy sent us this report.
The Golden Hope Plantation outside Kuala Lumpur is 120,000 acres of lush palm oil trees. The trunks of these old palms are wide and the leaves are expansive, but the prized part is the tiny fruit that grows in bunches way up top. Estate manager Aftar Singh is showing me how the harvesters scale the trees to collect the fruit, which will later be used to make biofuel. Malaysian companies are banking on selling to the U.S. and especially Europe, where countries have committed to using 5% renewable fuels in all their cars and trucks by 2010. Faisal Parrish runs the Global Environment Center in Kuala Lumpur.
With the recent oil price hike in the last year, then it's become very serious. And this has resulted in large-scale investment, not only by government, but also private sector, into biodiesel plants to produce biodiesel.
Making biodiesel is a lengthy and expensive process. So if the price of oil drops below, say, $50, it won't be a viable alternative, without heavy subsidies, that is. Parrish says governments are likely to help out because of its clean green image.
This new market for biofuel is being driven by the concern of people in the United States and in Europe to reduce the global emission of climate change.
Unfortunately, it's not that simple.
But in fact, if they are buying palm oil produced on peat soil, they are contributing to global climate change.
Parrish believes that producing biodiesel can create up to 4 times more carbon dioxide than producing gas. Many palm oil estates have destroyed the natural ecosystems which absorb greenhouse gases from the air, so they have a warming effect on the earth. That may mean the environmentally friendly justification for biodiesel will evaporate in the near future. If so, Golden Hope will have to go back to using its palm oil for making shampoo and frying chicken. In Kuala Lumpur, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
Some aches and pains on Wall Street. The Dow fell 88 points to 12,477. The Nasdaq lost 20 to 2431. The S&P 500 dropped 7 to 1422. Those oil prices bounced back a bit today, above $53 a barrel. The retailer Gap has some holes to fill. CEO Paul Pressler resigned yesterday. He's the fifth executive to leave Gap this year after miserable holiday sales numbers. There's talk Gap could be looking for a buyer, at least for Banana Republic, if not the whole shebang. Today, a big slate of profit reports for Wall Street. We'll hear from Bank of America, DuPont, United Airlines, and AMD, among others.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Birth control pills may not work as well as they used to. The FDA says some of the newer contraceptives have twice the failure rate of drugs that came out decades ago. The agency says this may be because drug makers are using lower doses of hormones. Today, the FDA starts looking at whether it should raise the standards for birth control pills. The drug company Pfizer was sued yesterday over Viagra. An AIDS group says it's dangerous to market Viagra as a recreational drug. The group says Pfizer's ads are leading to more cases of HIV and other STDs. More now from Ashley Milne-Tite.
Gone are the clinical-sounding ads Bob Dole used to star in. Viagra's new message is aimed at younger men. Michael Weinstein is president of AIDS Healthcare Foundation, the group that's filed the lawsuit.
Pfizer is promoting Viagra as a party drug. They're promoting it for New Year's, for the Super Bowl, for Valentine's Day.
Analysts say it's hardly surprising the focus of the ads has changed. After all, they say Viagra's now faced with fierce competition from rivals Levitra and Cialis. It needs to expand its market. Pharmaceutical consultant David Webster says Viagra's pretty much a cultural icon these days.
And much of the advertising for the product, Pfizer doesn't even have to do. It's done by word of mouth, over the water cooler at work, on the golf course, and elsewhere.
So if the company were forced to pull its Viagra ads, he says, sales wouldn't suffer much. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The website MySpace is going to help people look for missing children. It just announced a partnership with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. MySpace will display amber alerts at the top of member pages based on their zip code. Another change, the site will give people under 18 the option to stop contact attempts from adults. Those ages are self-reported, though. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world's facing a water crisis.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.